A Pakistani court has charged former military ruler Parvez Musharraf with treason for unlawfully suspending the constitution and imposing emergency rule back in 2007. Musharraf pleaded not guilty after a judge read out the charges against him, which also included purging the judiciary. The 70-year-old former president says the case is politically motivated. Musharraf is the first Pakistani army chief to be prosecuted for treason charges. If convicted, he will face the death penalty. Musharraf ruled Pakistan from 1999 to 2008. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Javed Rana, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Pakistani capital. Now, Javed, tell us about reactions to this, conviction.
I think the public reaction is overwhelming because this is the first time in the history of Pakistan that a former military chief has been charged on high treason charges. What is very, very important that needs to be seen, that this is a victory of rule of law in Pakistan. But the point is, it is just a beginning, because just after 2 hours, 3 hours, we are going to have another order from the court, which will basically clear that under what circumstances he has been charged. Has he been charged under a deal where he would be allowed to see his ailing mother in Dubai, or his that application, which has been filed today with the court, has been rejected? So there are still many ifs and buts. But if this is a decision without any deal, that's a big deal. And I think people of Pakistan has been looking for last 3 months. General Musharraf has been awaiting his appearance in the court. He has been escaping it for last 3 months. 3 months sometimes on the apparent justification of his medical conditions. Sometimes he was citing security threats. But everybody knows that in Pakistan, basically, that he was trying to avert his indictment on high treason charges, which is very important because now he has been indicted. And according to prosecutor case, it would not take long time, maybe a week or two times, he can be convicted because the case is very much strong. And so far, not a single argument has been given on merit. These were all technicalities and some justification to delay the proceeding in the court. Now, I think the case would be straightened if he is not allowed to leave Pakistan.
And Javed, what kind of support does Musharraf have in the country, and how are the Pakistani people reacting to this? Because, you know, when he returned, it was expected that a lot of people would greet him, but not that many people showed up.
I think he was mistaken. By 600,000 his followers on the Facebook. And when he returned Pakistan, I think hardly a few thousands, and much of that crowd was hired. Unfortunately, his public support is zero in Pakistan. He has only support, some sort of sympathies within the military. A military doesn't want to see their former military chief to be humiliated, because that means it will set a precedent for the next army chief. He would not be able to take over elected government. He would not be able to overthrow an elected government. And then that is all. But he does have some sort of support base within the intelligence network, within the military. And people have been blaming that they've been conspiring along with him to avert his appearance in the court in the past, sometimes claiming that he's facing security threats, things like that. But I think with today's indictment, things are going to drastically change in Pakistan.
Okay, Javed, and of course, we'll keep a close eye on that. That was Javed Rana speaking to us live from the Pakistani capital.